It was worth the wait to set up our conversation with the Chinese rock star pianist Long Long. He's in Beijing, tough time zone, but as we set up, we realized he had a piano. We're going to get a private concert. Long Long.
Yes.
It's Robin. How are you?
Good. How are you, Robin?
Long Long is known for his hair-tossing, passionate performances of the Romantics like Rachmaninoff. An arm injury in 2017 put him on hiatus for a year. Now his latest project, years in the making, two versions of Bach's masterwork, the Goldberg Variations, one in a studio, one recorded live at St. Thomas Church in Leipzig, Germany, where Bach is buried, an aria and 30 numbered variations written for harpsichord. Many pianists have performed the Goldberg Variations since Bach wrote them in 1741, but for many and for Long Long, Glenn Gould was the standard bearer.
I got deeply inspired by Glenn Gould's version when I was 10 years old, because I often felt as a kid Bach is more academic, less pedal, less rubato, less emotion.
Less excitement.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, but here comes to this incredible Glenn Gould, and he totally lead us to another world of Bach. I really felt that he knows the harpsichord and organ so well, you know. So then he adapted all those great elements from those ancient period instruments into the modern piano. From that moment on, I thought I should also learn how to make sound from the harpsichord.
Did you actually play the harpsichord?
I did. In order to understand this piece, I even studied with one of the best Baroque period instrument musician Andreas Steyr in Cologne. And obviously we are trying to adapt all the ornamentations, you know, all those things into the modern piano playing.
Yeah.
But I don't want to play a very smooth Bach. I don't want to play a very lighthearted Bach. I want to play a very deep, sometimes even very dark, emotional Bach. I want to show the two sides, not only in the human side, but also, you know, into some spiritual side.
Can you give us an example of that?
Yeah, sure, of course. The variation 25. I just don't want to play like a very pretty Chopin nocturne.
And by the way, you play some of these passages, it's been noted, much slower than they've been traditionally played. Like maybe 4 minutes instead of 10. Is that part of giving it the weightiness that you're feeling?
Partially, yes. Partially not, because I know some people didn't do the repeats. But I did play slightly slower. I want to go as dark, as longingness as possible.
Why? Where did you see that need?
Because that is something that I felt when I'm totally by myself. When you do the real emotionals, then it's actually slower than your heartbeat. And I believe that's what adagio should be.
I'm just wondering, if you were saying you just didn't want to make it light, could we hear one of the more fast-paced passages and then tell us how you interpreted that?
Yeah, like this one. For pianists like us, the romantic players, those passages is not a real difficult. You know,
so you that's played why them for exercises, never, right? When you were a kid, didn't you play them for exercises?
I was never worried about that. Yeah. I mean, like this. And this is really not. I mean, it's difficult, but it's not impossible. For me, the most important ones are all the slower ones. I mean, this is why it took me such a long time to do. I'm talking about the aria. And I'm also talking about variation 13. And I'm talking about variation 15. For me, this is a totally harpsichord piece. And I'm also talking about this one. The reason it's so difficult is that all those passages, you have to have very searching type of sound, searching for love or searching for the answers, searching for the right direction, and just keep following the shape of the counterpoint. For me, it's much more taking the time to digest and to really get into it. Because I listen to a lot of Goldberg variations, and there are some great ones. But some of the recordings, particularly played by the younger generation, I just don't feel there's enough life experience. And I don't feel there's enough strugglingness. It's very often felt too smooth. And then I think too smooth is a not good word for Bach's music.
I was going to say, it doesn't sound like you would have been mature enough to play this 20 years ago and also hadn't had life experiences like injuring your left hand and thinking maybe you weren't going to play again.
That helped a little bit, yeah. But I hope this is not a something that is ideal.
I'm saying you needed to go through some setbacks like that. It would seem.
Yes,
it sounds
it
like
is,
before
is,
you. Yeah.
Yeah.
The variation 30. You said you really, again with the same thinking. You had to have reason. You had to have a level of emotional attachment, and you actually read the folk songs, the German folk songs this was based on, and has to do with family and home.
It's a family reunion song, and I think Bach was giving this piece as the last variation right before the aria comes back. So it's kind of like coming home. And he was talking about the cabbage soup that his mother is making. Yeah, like... So I can play a little bit. It's three different folk song. No, second one. Yeah, this is the cabbage soup. Another. Very warm, and I remember when I was playing this piece at the St. Thomas Church next to Bach's grave, I was looking into his grave and get so emotional. I can't control myself, you know, my emotion. Everything is just kind of a flashback of knowing his music.
Well, we've had a little bit of our own right now. just... Beautiful. Pianist Long Long, thank you so much for sharing with us some of what was behind your new recording of the Goldberg Variations. Long Long, thank you.
Thank you so much. And also I want the Goldberg Variation. It's a life dream for me. And I have especially this time, you know, with the coronavirus time, I know it's very difficult for every one of us. And I want to send my love through the Goldberg Variations for you.